Hi, this is Wendy Powell, your livestock production agent with the Wildcat Extension District. The simplest form of record gathering is headcounts to keep accurate inventories. The next level is whole herd data, percent pregnant, percent calf crop, or weaning weights. This is adequate to get a picture of overall herd performance. The next level involves individual animal performance records, providing information to identify problems and make management decisions. Whole herd performance can be assessed with a few calculations. After breeding the females, conduct pregnancy checks and record the number of bred and open, non-pregnant, animals, finding the pregnancy percentage by dividing the number of bred females by the total number exposed. This pregnancy percentage is the first indication of herd reproductive efficiency. After calving season, count the calves born and calculate the calving percentage by dividing the number of calves born by the number of females exposed during breeding season. The calving percentage shows calf death loss due to calving difficulty, miscarriage, and the like. Once calves are weaned, find a weaning percentage by dividing the total number of calves weaned by the number of females exposed. The weaning percentage is an assessment of calf death loss between calving and weaning. I could go on with various metrics to measure herd performance, but I'd like to get into the details of individual performance. Knowing which animals have bred, calved, and weaned a calf, you can get an idea of which females are earning their keep and which are freeloading. If a female has been exposed for breeding but hasn't successfully weaned her offspring, then she should be on the cull list. Noting which females are calving early in the season will impact replacement heifer decisions. The success or failure of ranch record keeping is determined by the individual responsible for the task. It's important to identify someone in the operation that's organized, enjoys data management, and has time to devote to managing records. Handwritten records, which more than half cow-calf operations use, might be the simplest method of collecting information in the pasture or shoot side. Handwritten records range from blank spiral notebooks to specifically designed pocket-sized book to organize multiple metrics. Options for electronic record-keeping systems include commercial software or spreadsheets like Microsoft Excel for custom databases. Electronic systems easily maintain animal production history and calculate statistics to thoroughly analyze performance. There's not a one-size-fits-all answer to keeping records. Handwritten records are difficult to analyze, and spreadsheets require skill to develop and maintain, while a commercial software program can be an added expense. Choosing a system that the record keeper will actually use is the best option. Perhaps a combination could work effectively, writing calving dates in a notebook and then transferring that information to a program to be analyzed electronically. To learn more about livestock record management, give me a call at the Labette County Extension Office, 620-784-5337.